Miami Republican Senator Ana Terry Flores wants to change what she sees as an overly political and broken claims bill process. These bills are how people who've sued the state or local government get the money they're owed. Right now, the state caps how much it pays out. I'm Lynn Hatter. Sovereign immunity stems from the idea that a monarch, or in this case, a government, can do no wrong. Flores disagrees. She says the state's $200,000 and $300,000 caps for payouts aren't right. And the state's claims bill process, which is what victims have to file to get court-ordered settlements greater than that amount, is even worse.
The claims bill process sometimes really just comes down to are you friends with the right person? Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a better way to compensate a wronged individual or a wronged family.
Flores describes her proposal as a conversation starter. The idea of raising the cap on sovereign immunity to $500,000 is one local governments oppose and trial lawyers like. That was clear Tuesday in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
We call this the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow syndrome. If you increase the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, more people will come, as the staff analysis pointed out.
We know that 10 years ago when this happened, we did see increased costs both in settlement and litigation.
There will be less funding for public services, and there will be an increase in insurance premiums.
That was the Panhandle Area Education Consortium and the Florida Leagues of Cities and Counties. All oppose Flores's bill. Signing off in support are legal firms like the Tallahassee-based Searcy, Denny, Scarola, Barnhart, and Shipley. It specializes in personal injury law. Local governments would be on the hook for the increased costs, and according to a staff analysis of the bill, it could very well lead to an increase in lawsuits and cost local governments more money. On the other hand are the victims, the people who've been injured, like when the Department of Children and Families fails to act when it knows of cases of abuse, or when a child gets hit by a school bus.
I've had some claims bills for young people who were injured by a public entity, namely at school.
That's Democratic Minority Leader Audrey Gibson.
One young man was shot and killed. One family, a bus, ran into them. And I think those families who are a part of the public deserve to have justice without necessarily having to come to the legislature.
It can take years for the legislature to approve a claims bill. In 2011, one of the most horrific cases of child abuse in the state led to the death of a young girl in foster care. Her brother was severely injured and needs medical care for the rest of his life. The state did not approve a $3.75 million claims bill for Victor Barahona until 2017. Former FSU football player Devon Darling's claims bill languished in the legislature for more than 12 years after he died in 2001 following a grueling practice session where team coaches ignored signs that Darling was in trouble. Many victims are still waiting. In the past, lawmakers have warred over the claims bill process. Some don't like them due to the influence of lawyers and lobbyists who often get a portion of the settlements the state has to pay. Families say they wouldn't have to hire those lawyers and lobbyists if the process was better.
I don't like windfalls. I don't like pots of gold. I don't like excessive fees that wind up more benefiting the law firm or the lobbyists that help people. I don't like claims bills.
Republican Senator Dennis Baxley has eschewed the claims bill process for just those reasons. This bill, he likes.
But I tell you what, there are adverse outcomes, and there are times of responsibility, and there are valid damages. And I'd like an orderly system by which those needs are met and settled. And I think this bill moves in that direction.
Flores's proposal cleared its first committee hurdle, but she's under no illusion the bill will get through others. There is no House sponsor for the measure, something that lowers the bill's chances of making it through the legislature. The House has also historically been opposed to claims bills. Flores says she just wants to start the conversation.
I'm not terribly confident that it will pass in its current form this year, but I do hope that we have a conversation about it. It's something that has to continue beyond my tenure here, because claims bills are always part of the process, and we've got to improve, in my opinion, the way that we deal with them.
This is Flores' last session as a state lawmaker. She's term limited this year. She's currently carrying two claims bills. One is for a South Florida man who was shot four times and paralyzed after a sheriff's deputy mistook the man's cell phone for a gun. Another man became a quadriplegic after a doctor recommended against a surgery despite evidence it was necessary. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.